Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
The wildfires in Oklahoma were devastating to many rural families. One family affected was a firefighter himself. His FarmAssure policy paid quickly, just like his agent promised. You see, his dad was his agent and knew the highly rated company would pay. FarmAssure is trusted by agents when they sell a policy to their own family. And isn't that the best testament? FarmAssure. To locate an agent near you, go to FarmAssure.com. Join the thousands who already have.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 37th Annual All Breed Bull Sale. It's Saturday, February 7th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. The sale includes bulls consigned from the Black Hereford Ranch, 2-H Farms, Murrow Farms, Moliette Angus, and many more. The sale features some 40-plus breed age bulls registered in commercial Angus, Hereford, Red Angus, Simmental, and others. For more information, call 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattlemen@yahoo.com. Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And, Tom, we kind of return back to business here after yesterday's holiday. Why don't you kind of quickly tell us about Friday and maybe what you think is going to be going on here today?
Well, Dave, we saw Friday the cattle complex trade mixed, but it did close mostly on a positive note. Unfortunately, our hog complex did not. Friday, we saw February and April lean hogs make new contract lows. Now, we also saw back on Friday, choice box beef was down $2.43. Select boxes were down $3.23. Now, yesterday, choice box beef was down another $1.03, and selects is yesterday down 99 cents. And a total movement yesterday of 113 loads. Now, back last week, we saw a weekly kill, 546,000 cattle. The daily kill yesterday was 112,000. And the feed yard cash trade was mostly in that 164 area last week. Now, we also did not have a cash feeder index yesterday, but Friday's cash index dropped $2.78. Now, yesterday in Oklahoma City at their feeder auction, on estimated run of about 12,500 head, the feeder steers and heifers were called 5 to 12 lower, calves 10 to 15 lower. Back on Friday, the February cattle closed 25 higher. March feeders 75 lower, and Feb lean hogs down $1.12.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, similar story with the grains. The regular markets opened up here in just a little bit this morning. Why don't you kind of tell us how things ended up on Friday and maybe a little bit about the overnight?
Well, Dave, our trading was mixed back on Friday for the grain and the soy complex, but most of the contracts closed on a positive note. Chicago wheat gave up their positiveness going into the close Friday, and the soybeans saw a little bit of a mixed close with deferred contracts lower. Now, for the week last week, we saw March corn lose 13 cents, March Kansas City wheat lost 23 cents, and March soybeans lost 60 cents for the week last week. Now, even though it was a long three-day weekend, we virtually had no fresh news for our grain markets to really sway prices one direction or the other. The weather situation in South America stays just about the same, with the northeastern part of Brazil dry, but they've had some moisture in the other areas, and they got more moisture coming down the road. The trading overnight has been mostly on the negative side as we continue to see some more of that fund long liquidation. March Casey wheat currently down a penny and a quarter. March corn down 3 1/4. March soybeans are 7 cents lower. March cotton down 5 points. February crude oil down $1.55. We're looking at the March dollar index up 14.5 cents, and March Dow Jones futures trading 88 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hi, Tom. Thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. We'll visit again tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.